here we are, all the way through another month. This is the Friday show, and it will be our last Friday show in the month of October, because believe it or not, next Friday is November the 1st. And only 9 Friday shows left in the year. I counted, Stan, so you'd be prepared.
There you are with that whole numbers thing again.
I'm sorry. I have to do it. I'm Steph, and Stan is here at the helm. So today I'm going to try to participate in the show on kind of an extreme level, Stan, because I think I have some making up to do.
Yeah, I would say so.
For those of you that don't know, I just returned 2 days ago from a week in Hawaii, and I'm pretty much getting the cold shoulder here at the office. I mean, who really wants to hear about my vacation when y'all have been living here in 40 degrees at night and wet, a high of 50,
and
55?
You're out there traipsing around the tropics.
I'm in the tropics, and this is all doom and gloom here. I know, personally, I'm always a little envious when my friends return from paradise. So that being said, I'll be on my best behavior. I'll try extra hard not to talk about how incredibly amazing my vacation was, or about how I ate all of this delicious food while sitting just feet from the ocean, mm-hmm, with a view to die for in 85 degrees while sipping my lava flows.
You know, I'm a lot less jealous of your returning from Hawaii than I was when you were departing.
Oh, sure. Of course.
Because now you're back in the elements with the rest of us.
I know. But while I'm here, if you catch me at my desk, you know, just kind of looking up at the ceiling with a dazed look on my face, just know that I am dreaming of the snorkeling I did every day, the tons of beautiful fish I saw, the huge sea turtles I hung out with on the beach. Oh wait, and the manta rays I got to watch on the snorkeling at night thing.
I would say the grass skirt is a bit much.
The grass skirt and coconuts,
but
right?
That's your choice, yeah.
I'll make sure I don't elaborate on any more of that so you're not annoyed with me. But I did hear that Kim did a great job filling in last week. I heard the show was basically my kind of show with all the talk of adult beverages.
Well, it's because we hearken back to her days as a bartender,
yes,
and waitress.
Yes, and it served, it was perfect because while you were talking about it, about those beverages, I was consuming them.
We'll see.
On the beaches of Hawaii. Mm-hmm. So good job on the content last week. Anyway, the Friday show is brought to you by our friends at Cocobelly Grill in downtown Port Angeles. Chef Michael has been a busy guy in recent weeks. Did you guys get to talk to him last week?
No, we did not.
Well, see, I hope we can wrangle him in for a little chat today, finally. Maybe it's slowing down for him a tad.
I was wondering if maybe he wasn't just recuperating from the week before that with the Crab and Seafood
Fest.
Festival. Yeah.
So I wasn't here the week after that. Obviously, that was last, mm-hmm, week. I did get to go, and this was the best one that I'd been to personally.
It's a record breaker.
Oh, my. I tasted 5 of the different restaurants that were there.
Oh, yeah.
5 different plates, because my whole family, my boyfriend, my parents, my daughter, we all got something different,
yeah,
sampled them all, and then went back the next day and picked up the crab dinner to go.
Really?
Didn't deal with all those crowds. Just got in line because Sunday's the nice day to do that. And it was amazing this year. The best one I've done.
Well, the weather was a big part of it.
It cooperated.
So.
Yes, it did. So
anyway, yeah, well, we soldiered on without you.
Of course,
and
you did.
It's got to be, you know, when you, I guess I have experienced this, where you come from someplace warm, and then you get off the plane, step out of the terminal, and you get to feel the cold
bite.
Slap of reality hit you right between the eyes.
So my thing is, and I explained this to my boyfriend, I said, you know, I don't go anywhere on vacation, anywhere tropical or nice, after the month of September, because I'm not a fan of getting out of this weather, going to beautiful weather, and then coming back. It makes coming back, in my mind, that, yep, much more depressing. So anytime I go anywhere, it's always, yep, in the summer, because then you come back and it's a little less harsh.
Yeah.
So this was a first for me, and I had to, you know, I had to pack extra clothes. Getting on the plane, it was freezing. So I'm in Hawaii with these sweatshirts and pants still in my suitcase because I got to wear them home. It was a bit much.
Well, welcome back.
Thanks.
And, of course, just in time for celebrating Halloween about a week from now. And,
yeah.
So I'm assuming, as we get into the coming attractions part of the program, I'm assuming that there's probably a number of things Halloween-related going on this weekend. Now, you could delay them till next weekend, but you'd kind of be putting it off till after the fact, and it looks, you know, like a lot of the weekend stuff is happening this weekend rather than next, right?
Yes. Everything that I can see is happening this weekend or right on Halloween.
Right on Halloween. Yeah.
So what I'm going to do, because quite a bit of today's stuff is going to be consumed with Halloween options, sure. I'm just going to start with the non-Halloween related things that are going on this weekend, and then we'll get to all that stuff. So get your pens ready if you want to write down the fun things to do for Halloween. But first, the things that are going on. Other than that, the Wanda Fuca Foundation is presenting two guitar trios at 6 o'clock this Sunday. The California Guitar Trio and the Montreal Guitar Trio will perform together in a concert at the Port Angeles Performing Arts Center right up there at the high school. Tickets are $18 to $38 for children age 14 and younger, $10. And they're available at the website, jffa.org, or in person at Port Book and News in Port Angeles and the Dungeness Kids Company in Squim. This features six guitarists from the California Guitar Trio and the Montreal Guitar Trio, representing four countries, Japan, Canada, Belgium, and the U.S., and they fuse more than 40 years of combined performing experience.
Wow.
So if you're into music and guitars and that's your thing, this might be something really cool to go to. Also, this, because of course, you know, food is one of my favorite things.
And yours.
And this is an event that has a meal that just looked amazing to me. And of course, it's a wonderful cause. We love Clallam Mosaic. It's a local nonprofit that supports people with special needs. They're hosting their Mosaic Masquerade fundraiser. So it's appropriate for Halloween that it's a masquerade. The event will be at the Elks. Tickets are $75. Tickets can be purchased by calling 681-8642 or visiting clallammosaic.org/masquerade. Entry includes a multi-course dinner, live entertainment, live and silent auctions, and surprises throughout the evening. It will be inspired by the romance and mystery of the Phantom of the Opera. And of course, guests are encouraged to wear masks or costumes. The evening will begin with a social hour and preview at 4, wine tasting, one of my other favorite things.
Like that, I guess.
We'll feature award-winning wines from Hurricane Hills Winery. A friend of mine actually owns that, and the wines are delicious.
Mm-hmm.
Cash bar is also available. This year's event will feature guest performances by members of the Olympic Peninsula Men's Chorus. We like those guys. And a performance from soloist Mark Lawrenson. We like him too.
Right.
Dinner service is at 5. It'll feature gorgonzola pear salad, a choice of prosciutto stuffed chicken, or vegetarian lasagna, which of course you would choose the vegetarian lasagna, right, Stan?
I would certainly give it a try because it says lasagna.
Lasagna in it. Ending with assorted cakes and chocolate mousse. I know that's your thing. Desserts.
When it comes to chocolate, I eat like a moose.
So anyway, this is a great benefit for Clallam Mosaic. If you want more information, go to clallammosaic.org. And what else? Here's something else non-Halloween related. The Clallam County Gem and Mineral Association are hosting an open house on Saturday from 10 to 2. Their open house will be at the club's new facility at Harrison Road, right off of Hooker Road, which is right out there in Carlsberg at the light. Club members will be on hand to show how to cut and polish stone. So if gems and rocks are your thing, this would be great to go see their new facility. Class instructors will also be available to explain the club's various classes, including a metal smith, wire wrap, chain, faceting, beading, and rock painting. So all kinds of stuff going on out at their new facility. All right, so let's go over the list of stuff to do.
Here we go, trick or treat.
Trick or treat. Okay, we'll start with the thing that I think probably 70% of the town takes their kids to do, the downtown Port Angeles trick or treating, 2 to 5 on Thursday. Those businesses will have a sign on the door. It'll say trick or treat here. Some of them don't participate. I'm going to tell you what, a lot of them you'll see closed early. So if you go at the 4 to 5 time frame, you may not get as many because they run out of candy.
Oh.
I mean, hundreds of dollars of bags of candies those owners give out.
So go at 2 o'clock.
Yeah, go at 2 to 3 time frame. Squim's downtown trick-or-treating is 3 to 5. So if you're going to be in the Squim area, 3 to 5, a little different. And you'll see an orange pumpkin in the window if they're participating. Some trunk-or-treat options. Price Ford, as always.
Yep.
They have their, I believe it's their 6th seventh, sixth, something like that.
Sixth or seventh.
I created it those years ago. So 5 to 7, if you want to take your kids and you don't want to deal with the dark and tripping on sidewalks mm-hmm. and busy streets, go out there. It's a really good time. The Eastern Hills Community Church, located in Carlsberg, is having a free event on Halloween. From 6 to 8, their trunk or treat celebration will feature trick or treating in the parking lot, hot dogs, train rides, and bounce houses.
Yay!
That's a free event, so that's kind of cool. Also, our friends at Parkview Villa, if you want to take your kids and not deal with any outside crowds and lots of lighting, you can take them to Parkview Villas from 4 to 6. So there's a bunch of places to do the kid trick-or-treating things. Oh, and also there's for several years in a row, I think 3 now, the West Side businesses. So if you live on the West Side, which I do, and I did this with Malin last year, 2 to 5, you can go to these places. The Clallam County Historical Society at the old Lincoln School. It's really cool. You go in there and they have activities for the kids. Sure. Like they have painting and all kinds of little art things to do. And then you can go to all the businesses right around there. Grandview Grocery, the Country Woodwright, Angela's Plumbing, Steve's West Side Muffler, Woodfire Grill, Angela's Millwork and Lumber Company right up the street, mm-hmm. Laurel Lanes, the Blackbird Coffee House, and Sheer Elegance Hair Salon. So all kind of on the west side.
There's a lot of them.
Oh my gosh, there's so many. And again, so we're talking about Squim too. Sherwood Assisted Living is doing trick or treating on Halloween from 6:30 to 8, or until the candy runs out. Mm-hmm. Which is how most places are. Yeah. So there's some options there. What else? If you're an adult and you're looking for a party this weekend, I've been to this once before and it's really cool. So Saturday at 8:30 at Seven Cedars, they have their Halloween party and costume contest. The Nasty Habits will be entertaining, and the costume contest will be at 11. They'll do the judging, and they have like $500 first place prize, $250, $100. Really, really good prizes.
That's worth dressing up for.
It totally is.
$500.
It totally is. And also on Halloween, there is a harvest party at Bethany Pentecostal Church, which is right there on Francis Street, 5:30 to 7:30. They'll have tons of games, trunk or treat, face painting, cookie walk, all kinds of fun stuff. Oh, and free food, free hot dogs, chips, and juice. So everybody is welcome to come to that. I think that's kind of the big stuff going on that I found, unless you can think of something else, Stan.
Not Halloween. I think you pretty much got her circled.
I have given you about 10 options for Halloween in Port Angeles and Squim. So, Forks, Reign of Terror.
Oh, yeah.
That's scary, the big one.
Scary haunted house thing.
7 to midnight today, Saturday. And Thursday. So today, Saturday or Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Thursday, the Haunted Hangar is at the Quileute Airport. Admission is $10. And basically, they claim that it is like the scariest thing on the peninsula.
This is not for your little kids, by the way.
No. It's not at all.
Maybe like teenagers
and adults. Yeah. Teenagers and adults. So giving you some stuff to do on all ends of the peninsula.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Very cool. I got a note from Steve out at Drennan and Ford Funeral Home and Crematory. Beginning on Wednesday, looking ahead to next week, on Wednesday they're going to start their 10th annual Sweaters for Veterans initiative, where they go out and collect stuff that our veterans can use. Because November 11th is Veterans Day, so from this coming Wednesday, October 30th through Monday, November 11th, through Drennan and Ford Funeral Home and Crematory will once again be collecting new or gently used sweaters, warm clothing, blankets, rain gear, gloves, hats, socks. Like I was saying this morning on the roundtable, go up through the attic and through the basement and the closets and whatnot. And we want nice used stuff or brand new that you'd care to donate, because here in the Olympic Peninsula, we have individual veterans in need of these items. And for the last 9 years, Steve Ford and the team at Drennan and Ford Funeral Home has collected literally thousands of these articles from us, from folks who care throughout the region. So drop off your donations beginning on Wednesday between the hours of 9 and 4 at Drennan and Ford Funeral Home on Monroe Road. But again, hold off till Wednesday. So this weekend we'll give you a little task to just start rounding it up at your house or when you go shop. But they've been doing that now for 10 years.
That's a really great thing. I love it.
Steve has told me that it helps if we kind of cheer everybody on the radio. So
yeah, absolutely.
We want to do our part so you can do your part and help out the veterans in need. So anyway.
I might have a little donation of clothes. And if it's not for them, it's for somebody in need because I had an event happen at my house while I was gone. It was a small event in a closet in my house.
Oh, does this have anything to do with your cat?
No, I don't have a cat anymore. Oh. This event in my closet was due to an excess of clothing and weight. When I came home, everything was broken and on the floor.
I thought your dumb cat had
No. So anyway, I have 9 boxes of clothing.
Oh my!
Now for that are up for grabs.
All right. Well, good for you. Anyway, those are the coming attractions and what have you here on the radio part of the key element of the Friday show on KONP with more coming up. And again, we're sponsored by Coke Capelli Grill, downtown Port Angeles.
Are you experiencing a case of the Mondays? Do you suffer from the weekly outbreak of demanding clients? Do they want you to finish a project on time and under budget? Then Angeles Millwork and Hartnagels could be the pseudoscientific remedy you're looking for. They are anecdotally proven to help contractors satisfy clients. To report a case of the Mondays, please call the team of employee owners standing by to help at Angeles Millwork at 360-457-8581 or Hartnagels at 360-452-8933. Angeles Millwork and Hartnagels are best enjoyed any time of day and can also be experienced online. Study participants report a 50% increase in client satisfaction.
Users of Angeles Millwork and Hartnagels experience less frustration than with box stores. Side effects may include an increased power tool collection, longer client lists, sawdust in your veins, limited callbacks, a happy client, and an increase in your desire to build more.
Angeles Millwork and Lumber Company and Hartnagel Building Supply. Building homes, building community.
Do I want Robin's eggshell blue or crimson?
Redecorating again?
Nope. Choosing color so I can win at the Elwha River Casino's Pigskin Pick'em Contest. I'm going to pick the most winning teams this week and win cash and bragging rights.
You don't pick a football team based on the color of their jersey, sweetie. You got to look at the stats, matchups, who's injured. Although, wow, that is a good-looking shade of crimson, isn't it?
See? I told you.
Play Pigskin Pick'em at the Elwha River Casino. Earn points with your rewards card and select your favorite team for a chance to win a cash prize every Tuesday. First place gets $150. And don't miss Hawks Gear Giveaway on Thursdays from 11 to 8. Earn 500 points and you'll get a stylin' Hawks sweatshirt. Wednesdays are Senior Day, and every Sunday you can enjoy a steak dinner at the River's Edge Grill for just $6.99. Plus pumpkins and cash on October 31st. It's spooky good fun for another chance to win. All at the Elwha River Casino this October. The friendliest casino on the peninsula, just west of Port Angeles.
Attention Washington State voters. New election improvements are coming your way. 16 and 17-year-old residents can now enroll in the Future Voter Program to automatically be registered on their 18th birthday. If you turn 18 on or before Tuesday, November 5th, you can vote in this year's general election. So be a future voter and visit votewa.gov. That's votewa.gov or fill out your voter registration form today. Sponsored by your county auditor and aired in cooperation with the Washington State Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Local radio is the voice of the community. Use that local voice to invite people to do business with you. Local radio is powerful. Listen to Dave at Fairchild Floors.
Because this truly reaches the demographic that we're trying to reach, our local customers that always listen to local radio. That's what I like about doing radio advertising. And it's been great.
Radio advertising works. Call 457-1450 and let's get started. Radio Pacific, the power of three.
KONP Friday Show. Last time in October 2019, I guess. Brought to you by Coke Belly Grill, Stan Como. My pronouns are he, his, and him. And the Island Girl, Stephanie Ray, here to boost you a little bit closer to the weekend. Did you hear that Air Canada has stopped addressing their passengers as ladies and gentlemen?
What? Why?
Did you hear that?
No.
Well, they say it's because they want everyone to feel welcome and included. Oh, and you can call me crazy, but I thought ladies and gentlemen pretty much covered it.
Nope, not anymore.
Apparently not.
Not anymore.
Let's see here.
Wait, what airline was that?
Air Canada.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, I was on Alaska and United, and we were ladies and gentlemen.
So
still.
You're in the terminal, and instead of ladies and gentlemen, it's, hey, everybody!
Sounds so professional.
Hey, you guys! I don't know. No, it wouldn't be, hey, you guys.
No, you can't say that either.
Hey, everybody. Hey, gang.
Hey, gang. I like it.
Just in time for Halloween, a museum back in my old stomping grounds in Minnesota has found a way to get you to vote on what scares you the most.
Oh.
And apparently dolls.
Creepy ones.
Creepy dolls are on the list.
Yes.
Which I guess if clowns are now considered scary to a lot of people, you know, why not dolls? But in near Rochester, in the southern part of Minnesota, there's the History Center in Olmsted County has posted photos and videos of its terrifying miniatures on social media, taking votes for the most nightmarish one. You know, my daughter, Amber, years ago used to work in the doll store here in Port Angeles.
Oh, I remember that place.
Yeah. And it was tiny, but it was literally stuffed
with
floor
dolls.
To ceiling.
Mm-hmm.
Pillar to post with dolls, every imaginable. And she'd be there alone working, and I'd go to drop off a sandwich or, you know.
You were creeped out.
Yeah, run some errand or something like that. And I could see where you could get kind of creeped out by nothing but dolls staring at you.
Well, and they're staring at you.
Yeah.
Even if they're not meant to be, they always look like they are.
Yeah. And I could see where if you were there for a period of time by yourself that you might hold it. That doll was looking the other way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And now it's looking. I mean, you could. Anyway. So the winner in this scary doll contest, the winner and runner-up will be displayed over Halloween. The museum's curator says that for a lot of the dolls, the freakiness is all in the eyes.
And yep, just like you said.
That's what I think what it's boiled down to. Now, if it was a store full of nothing but teddy bears,
oh,
I
that's
think you could handle
different.
That.
Different. Clowns pretty. And dolls, though. Creepy.
But I'm trying to, you know, I know there's the movie out now, It,
uh-huh.
The Stephen King-based movie. I'm trying to figure out, when did this all happen with clowns? Because when I was a kid a million years ago, clowns were the furthest thing from scary.
So my first scary experience, movie-wise, that was the clown thing, was Poltergeist.
Poltergeist had the toy clown thing?
That drug the kid under the bed.
Yeah.
And was always kind of in a different position when you'd look over at it because it was all possessed. That was my first experience, and I just remember getting worse from there. I don't remember the next one, but that was the first one I remember going... And I was only 5. I watched it by accident. Nobody's going to let a 5-year-old watch Poltergeist.
No.
I think my dad was asleep on the couch.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you remember this, but last year, I remember on the Friday show, I was telling you about a haunted house attraction around San Diego somewhere that was really, really scary.
Yes.
And yet they had all kinds of people that wanted to go through. I mean, they had no shortage of people lined up, but it was just... And then I heard of this place... And I mentioned this on the Morning Scramble the other day. There's a place called McCamey Manor in Summertown, Tennessee.
Yes. I read about this.
You have? Okay. The one where...
You got to get insurance?
This one, you've got to watch a 2-hour-long video before you go in.
Oh, this is a different one.
You've got to sign a 40-page waiver.
Oh, no. This is it. Yes. Yep. Background check.
You've got to create a safe word. You got to pass a physical. There's a whole list of things.
Yes.
And the owner of this McCamey Manor says nobody's ever made it through.
No. And they offer a prize if you do.
$20,000.
It can last like 8 hours.
Yeah. Yeah. And all it costs is a bag of dog food.
Yes.
Because the guy's got 5 dogs.
So did you see the video associated with that online?
Because I started watching it, but...
It didn't look very scary to me.
I didn't get it.
I didn't get it either. Yeah. And how they have enough there on site to get you hours and hours. There's a reason why they offer such a big prize, because there's no way you're going to get through it. They're torturing you with too long of a...
Could be. Yeah, but 20 grand.
That's a lot of money. Mm.
Anyway, here's the list of stuff. You got to be 21 or older, or if you're 18 to 20, you got to have your parents' approval. But if you're not 18, you ain't getting in.
Right.
I got to go through the sports physical and have a doctor's letter saying you're okay mentally and physically. You got to pass a background check. You screened on social media, proof of medical insurance, the waiver, and pass a drug test. I mean, you got to do all of this to go through this stupid haunted house.
It's kind of ridiculous.
Thing.
I mean, based on the video that I saw, I couldn't believe what the requirements were to get in.
Yeah, and a 2-hour video movie that you have to watch before they'll let you attempt it. But anyway, it's in Summertown, Tennessee, the McKamey, McKamey Manor, if you want to Google it and see what we're talking about. But a little bit too hardcore, I would say.
Yeah,
for me.
I'm not into it.
Not at all. But, you know, Halloween, tis the season. People like to get a little bit scared anyway. We got a beautiful day going with the sunshine outside. We're in the mid-50s in Port Angeles.
Peninsula Bottling, our local Pepsi distributor, stocks our grocery shelves with Budly, an unsweetened sparkling water that playfully instigates fun and positivity in everyday life. In 12 refreshing flavors like mango, apple, and blackberry, Budly sparkling water pairs crisp sparkling water with natural fruit flavors.
No calories, no sweeteners, all smiles.
Brought to you locally by Peninsula Bottling.
Budly sparkling water. Crack a smile.
Dawn breaks as a hero rides to town. His skin, crispy and golden, yet something tender lies within. His name is Chicken. His game, breakfast.
Now at McDonald's, choose between two buttery McChicken biscuits, two pillowy chicken McGriddles, or one of each for just $3. It's a brand new taste and a whole new breakfast. Prices and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
This next piece is titled The Duality of McDouble.
It's so powerful. See how the cheese is melting to the patties, creating synergy, capturing the essence of McDouble?
Nope, but I'm hungry.
Perfecto.
For a limited time, choose two McDouble burgers for $3 on the $1, $2, $3 menu. Or choose other favorites, like a McChicken, sausage burrito, or sausage McMuffin. Because at McDonald's, tasty comes in twos. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Hi there, it's Les Schwab Tires. You know, we've been helping keep folks safe on the road around here since 1952. That's why you can save up to $152 on a set of 4 select light truck and SUV tires during our fall tire sale. So swing by or book an appointment at LesSchwab.com. Les Schwab Tires, doing the right thing since 1952. Limited time offer while supplies last. Discount depends on tire size and type. Cannot be combined with other offers. Details at LesSchwab.com.
Happy Halloween!
Trick or treat!
Don't be afraid.
I'm not afraid.
Bring all of the little kitties to Price Ford this Halloween for the 6th annual Trunk or Treat. Price Ford will welcome dozens of local businesses, and each one will bring Halloween treats and surprises for young ghosts and goblins.
Thank you.
The 6th annual Trunk or Treat this Halloween from 5 till 7 at Price Ford, next to Walmart in Port Angeles.
A federal judge ruled today the Justice Department must turn over former special counsel Robert Mueller's grand jury evidence to the House Judiciary Committee. House Democrats have asked for the information as part of their impeachment inquiry. Meanwhile, the Kincade Fire in Northern California, fueled by high winds, has burned nearly 22,000 acres.
We're expecting those winds to whip back up on Saturday evening into Sunday, potentially dissipating, we hope, on Monday.
That's California Governor Gavin Newsom. President Trump's company is considering a sale of its Washington, D.C. hotel. In a statement, the president's son, Eric, said people are objecting to us making so much money on the hotel. Campaign finance reports show Republican and conservative groups have spent at least $2.5 million at the hotel since President Trump won election. At the close on Wall Street, the Dow was up more than 152 points. Brian Clark, ABC News.
Here is your AccuWeather forecast. This afternoon, mostly cloudy and breezy with a few showers, high 56. Clear to partly cloudy tonight, low 38. Partly to mostly sunny tomorrow, high 51. A starlit sky for tomorrow night, low 34. For Sunday, sunny to partly cloudy, high 50. Clear to partly cloudy and chilly for Sunday night with a low of 33. Looking ahead to Monday, mostly sunny with a high of 50. For AccuWeather, I'm Cheryl Golden.
One,
Again on the Friday show with Stan and Steph.
And we're glad you're back.
Thanks. Glad to be back. Yeah. Kind of.
KOMP Friday show brought to you by Coke Pelly Grill, side by side with sister store Coyote Barbecue Pub right downtown Front and Lincoln here in Port Angeles. And, well, the weather turns a little bit chilly outside. The leaves are falling and blowing around. Maybe tonight or this weekend, warm up with a good hot meal from Coke Pelly Grill right downtown.
Mm-hmm.
Fresh from the sea seafood, pasta, steaks, soups, salads, your favorite beverage. It's all waiting for you at Coke Pelly Grill. And right next door, Coyote Barbecue Pub. And I know seafood, that's your bag.
It is my bag. And we have got somebody to talk about that bag of food. Finally, we get to talk to Chef Michael. He is calling in today. We haven't had him on for a couple of weeks here. So.
Are you there, Mike?
I'm here.
There he is. All right, good.
Yay.
Yeah, it's been a couple of weeks since we've been able to get you on the horn. What's going on at the restaurant?
Oh, you know, just booking Christmas holiday parties is kind of the thing right now. We're getting pretty booked up.
You still have some prime dates, some Fridays and Saturdays available?
I've got one Friday and two Saturdays left.
How big of a group can you do?
Well, we're doing Interfor for 200 people.
Wow.
Out of Moose Lodge on the 14th.
Wow.
So we can do 60 in the banquet room maximum, but we can, gosh, we can feed 500 people at your venue.
Well, we, you know, we always have you guys come and take care of our Christmas party here at the radio station.
You've been on my calendar for 2 months.
Yep. Nope. We're all, matter of fact, we were just talking about it. There's a bunch of us in the break room today. We were talking about making sure that Christmas is lined up in December. So anyway, so now's the time to call and book that that company gathering.
Yeah, and a matter of fact, the only weekend date I have left in my banquet room is Saturday the 21st. That's it.
Wow.
But that's prime time. It's just before the big day.
That's right.
And what kind of, tell me what a typical catering would be as far as the foods you provide, the number of selections. I mean, I'm sure that's all negotiable or part
of. Yeah, I mean, almost everybody orders, salmon or fresh steelhead, which I think we're going to be running this fall and winter. Typically, during the holiday season, people like prime rib or smoked New York strip loin with a brandy cream sauce.
Yum.
It kind of depends on whether you want a plated dinner or a buffet style. So, I mean, it's all over the board. We've got the resources, the people, and the equipment to do just about anything.
Well, we can vouch for that because for the umpteenth year in a row, you guys are going to be serving up our breakfast with Santa in December.
That's right. That's right. What date is that? Because you're not on my calendar.
It's like the 14th, Saturday the 14th, somewhere in there.
So that makes me triple booked.
Yeah, but that's not the first time.
Oh, that's not the first time. So you're sure about that, huh?
Oh,
yeah,
boy.
I'm pretty positive.
Okay.
Anyway, well, let's talk about the restaurant right now. What's on the stove for tonight?
Got so we're still running the gumbo.
Sure.
The Louisiana seafood gumbo. We of course we did it at the festival, and it's so popular this time of year, and it's great hearty yumminess. We're doing a fresh butternut squash risotto, kind of going into that fall theme. We got these Dungeness crab and mushroom three cheese dip in a cast iron skillet with crostinis that's super popular, and we still have fresh salmon, fresh cod. We got about another week left of fresh halibut, and then that's done for the year. And we're doing it macadamia coconut crusted with a leek and fennel risotto cake. Mm-hmm. We got killer steaks, filet mignon.
Yeah, you do.
prime New York strip joint steaks. I mean, just about anything you can imagine.
You know, last Friday on the show, we weren't able to hook up, but I was going to ask you, you know, thinking back to the Crab and Seafood Festival, do you guys keep track of, you know, how much gumbo or, you know, how much of this or that you sell? I was just, because I kept hearing Scott say it was a record breaker. I wonder if you broke your serving records.
Oh, absolutely, by far. And, you know, we were out on the pier with the trailer selling crab cakes and lobster corn dogs, as well as, you know, what the fish and chip thing we do in the tent. Let me put it in perspective. We went through 2,100 pounds of French fries in the tent.
Holy moly.
That sounds like a lot of fries.
And about 500 pounds of seafood.
Oh, wow.
I feel like you ran out. Did you run out of gumbo or something that was so popular?
We ran out for a couple hours on Saturday and while we were remaking more. Yeah,
that's when I was there, and I was like, oh, there's a gumbo. I'm going to have to come back.
Better get it while you can. Okay, well, hey, check your calendar. Make sure you're down for the breakfast on the 14th, all right?
It's already in my calendar. Like I said, I'm triple booked that day. That's okay.
All right. 457-6040 for reservations at Coke Pelly Grill tonight, this weekend. And don't forget to remember that right next door is Coyote Barbecue Pub. Call ahead at 477-4947 or go online and order. Hey, have a great weekend, Michael. Good to chat with you again.
Have a great weekend as well.
All right, we'll see you soon, man.
Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Wow, I was hoping that they kept track of, you know, how much they serve.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Because they were saying the next day on the news, Scott Nagel was talking about how it was record-breaking attendance. So I thought, I wonder how the Coca-Pelli team did. Apparently, they did okay.
Well, I know that when people don't want to, I think local people sometimes want to avoid the Crab Fest, you know, kind of stuff, because it's a lot going on, and parking is kind of a pain sometimes, but I do know of another local restaurant who ran out of crab and had to go buy some from the Crab and Seafood Festival.
Ouch. Ouch. Ouch.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, that gumbo does sound good, doesn't it?
Well, I know, but I wanted to have it, and I just happened to be there during the 2-hour time period he ran out.
Oh, boy. It is a quarter to two. Got a lesson here in determination from the city of Brotherly Love in Philadelphia. Police say a man... Why do I chuckle when I read this? Police say a man who was shot 15 times walked into a hospital emergency room and is expected to survive.
Wow.
It happened, I guess, early today in the city's Kensington part of Philadelphia. Police found 23 spent shell casings on the scene, but no victim.
What?
And that's when they got word about a gunshot victim at local hospital. The police chief, Scott Small, says the 27-year-old is in critical condition but is expected to survive. He says it's pretty miraculous. 15 times he was shot.
That's amazing.
And he walked into the emergency room.
Walked.
He's got an angel on his side.
No kidding.
His name has not been released. Authorities are checking surveillance video for possible clues. No arrests have been made, but... Now that is, he's expected to survive after being shot 15 times.
Oh,
I've never heard of such a thing. Okay. Anyway, we're going to come right back with more. This is the KONP Friday Show with Stan and Steph.
Olympic Medical Imaging Center offers 3D mammography, a major breakthrough in breast cancer screening and detection. With 3D mammography, doctors can see detail in a way never before possible to help find breast cancer at its earliest stages. When breast cancer is found early, the 5-year survival rate is 99%. Call Olympic Medical Imaging Center at 565-9003 to learn more or to schedule your 3D mammogram at one of our convenient locations in Port Angeles or Squim. Harper Ridgeview and Squim Valley Funeral Chapel offer experience you can lean on and the compassion to ease your loss. Their job is to help families cope with loss of loved ones by removing the stress involved in planning funeral arrangements. All of the staff has a real heart for serving families and their needs in the most difficult of times. They truly realize the importance in what they're doing for the community. Squim Valley Funeral Chapel and Harper Ridgeview Funeral Chapel in Port Angeles. The caring support you'll need in your time of loss.
Here's a look at what's happening. The United States Coast Guard Auxiliary locally offering an About Boating Safety course. It's an 8-hour introductory class. For people 13 and older, it'll be this Saturday from 9 to 5 at the Rainbows and RV Park in Squim. He'll talk about terminology, rules of the road, and other things for successful boating. Completion fulfills a class requirement for earning a Washington Boater Education Card. If you'd like information and to register, call 360-223-8762. 360-223-8762. Join instructor Nancy Slick and let the beauty of nature's delight occupy your page. A fun three-part nature writing class will take you into nature and show you the different styles you can try. The first class coming up this Saturday at the Dungeness River Audubon Center. It goes from 11 until 1. The cost is $35 per class or $100 for the series. Contact 360-681-4076. If you'd like to reserve a spot, that's 360-681-4076. The Peninsula Friends of Animals Feasting for Felines Dining Benefit is coming up. It'll be this coming Tuesday at Doopy's Restaurant. It goes from 4 to 8 p.m. Reservations are recommended at 457-8033. Doopy's will be donating a generous percentage of the dining proceeds to assist with the care for the rescues at PFOA. An evening of spooky stories presented by Squim's Toastmaster Club, with costumes encouraged, is happening this Tuesday, 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. at the conference room at the Squim branch of the public library. Free admission, and it is open to the public, but due to limited space, please register at SpookyStoriesTM@Eventbrite.com. That's SpookyStoriesTM@Eventbrite.com. And that's a look at what's happening.
Too much paper in front of me. It's,
I told you I have this handle. Don't worry about it.
Of paper. Should be a pleasant fall weekend, both Saturday and Sunday. Plenty of sunshine, light winds, highs in the mid-50s for your weekend. Let's hope that the weather holds for a good, a decent Halloween, because the kids are going to want to be out running around irregardless of the weather. And hopefully it'll be nice weather for them to be out in, I guess is what I'm saying.
Well, speaking of Halloween, the 2019 list is in of the 10 best and worst Halloween candies. I know you're going to weigh in heavily on this, Dan, because candy's kind of your thing. Chocolate, anyway. Well, right?
We might have touched on this earlier in the week on the, morning roundtable. Well, go ahead and run through it. I'm going to say Reese's candies up there high on the list.
Okay, and what about worst? That's kind of easy in my mind.
There's no such thing as bad.
Oh,
candy.
Yes, there is. Okay, let's just go through the 10 worst. And just going to tell you the ones I don't agree with, or maybe that I do agree with. 10, Bit O' Honey. You know those little Bit O' Honey?
I love Bit O' Honey.
I kind of like them, but I think I'm indifferent on Bit O' Honey. Okay, so they're number 10. 9, I highly agree with this. I think it belongs way up closer to number 1. Good and Plenty's.
You're kidding me.
They're disgusting. They're so gross.
Good and Plenty. Steph,
gagging.
Look at the name.
Good and Plenty.
Good. Good is in
no.
the name.
Okay. Number 8. Highly agree with this one. Licorice. I know. I have a couple of people listening right now that are totally disagreeing with me. Licorice is disgusting.
Black or cherry?
They kind of both are, but black is really bad.
Black is really bad.
Number 7, agreed. Smarties. Smarties are...
What's Smarties?
Smarties are those little chalky tasting, vaguely kind of sweet. They're really pale, like pastel colors. They're horrible.
Oh, I know what you mean.
No, they're not good. They come in a roll. Yeah. Number 6, I do not agree with whatsoever. I steal all of Malin's Tootsie Rolls.
Yeah, I would put Tootsie Rolls way high on the list.
Yeah,
I love Tootsie Rolls.
It's the cheap way to go. It's the easy way out for people that don't want to spend a ton of money.
How can you not like Tootsie Rolls?
I know. They're so good.
What are you, nuts?
Here's one I agree with. Number 5, Necco wafers. Oh, gross. Remember those? They're in the wax paper. They're about the size of quarters.
Yeah.
They're pale. They're like,
they
you
still
know.
Have those?
Yes. They're awful. Number 4, I don't ever remember getting these wax Coke bottles. The little...
Yeah, they're dumb.
Okay. Yeah. Number 3, peanut butter kisses, like Hershey Kisses, but peanut butter. Anything peanut butter should be good.
Yeah, I get that.
Number 2, this was last year's number 1, and I agree highly. Circus peanuts. Gross.
Yeah.
And number one, I agree with candy corn.
Candy corn.
Disgusting.
Yeah.
Okay.
Pretty weak.
So here's number one on, I'm going to go the right way. Number one, Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. You were right.
Yep,
number
yep.
two, Snickers. Those are really good.
Yep.
Number three, Twix.
Check.
Number four, Kit Kat.
Perfect.
Number five, M&Ms. Do not agree with. Hate M&Ms.
Love M&Ms.
Number six, do not agree with. Nerds. Don't like those.
Yeah.
Number seven is my number one, Butterfingers. I steal all of Malin's.
I love Butterfingers.
And number eight is my number two, Sour Patch Kids. Do you like those? They're
nah.
so good.
Are they sour?
They are very sour.
No, no
okay.
thanks.
Number nine, Skittles. That's my fourth favorite. And number 10, I don't agree with, don't like them, Hershey bars. They're boring.
Yeah, I like Hershey bars.
Oh, well, anyway, those are the 2019 list of best and worst
well,
candies.
Well, thanks.
Sure.
Now I need a candy bar.
Hello, this is Claire from Rock Source here to let you know some exciting employment opportunities this week in Clown County. Olympic Springs is hiring a sales rep driver. McKinley Paper Mill is hiring a vibration analyst. For these and other exciting opportunities, contact Patrice Varela-Delo at 360-457-2128. Let Workforce help you explore employment and training opportunities. Workforce is an equal opportunity employer program. Auxiliary aids and services are available upon request to individuals with disabilities. Washington Relay 711.
Your bench comes first at First Race.
For some people, their car is their most prized possession. Show you care with a gift certificate for high-quality Union 76 gas and car washes from First Race Car Wash. Gift certificates start at $5. First Race Car Wash at First and Race.
You're a winner every time. When you've got that First Race shine.
Ooh, your finish comes first at First Race.
Rediscover.
Rediscover the variety, hospitality, and value. Rediscover downtown Port Angeles.
Impossible Eden, Anime Cat, and KOMP encourage you to shop downtown Port Angeles.
Rediscover downtown shopping, downtown shopping, downtown Port Angeles.
Peninsula Bottling is your hometown local Pepsi distributor. You might notice that not only is Peninsula Bottling filling our store shelves with great products, but they're continuously demonstrating goodwill by partnering with local charities and events. October is National Anti-Bullying Awareness Month. Our youth today are tomorrow's future, so please guide them in the right direction. Teach them to help others and reach out when needed. Bullying is no laughing matter. This message brought to you by Peninsula Bottling, your local Pepsi distributor.
At News Radio KONP, we pride ourselves in bringing you complete local news coverage. Now, we're hoping you'll help us. If you see or know of news we should know about, give us the tip. Call us at 457-1450, email it to news@konp.com, or submit through our website, myclallamcounty.com, under the News tab. The top news tips will receive $100. Help us keep the community informed. Get your news tips to us, and you could be rewarded with cash.
Back one last time on the Friday show.
Witches, werewolves, zombies, maniacs.
Skeletons,
all in Washington, D.C., and we'll get the latest from ABC News coming up at 2 o'clock, and then Dave Ramsey is in. And football this weekend, got the high school game tonight, no Husky game tomorrow. Sunday morning, Seahawks are in Atlanta, pregame at 9 on KONP, kickoff will be at 10 o'clock on Sunday.
Well, I'm going to be sporting a new Seahawks sweatshirt my mother got me. I knew you'd be excited. I finally almost remembered to wear it. I was walking out the door, I went, oh, I guess I'm going to wear it next week.
Your fashion choices are always impeccable on the show. Mm-hmm. It's just that wasn't that many years ago.
That I wore it that religiously.
You were here. And frankly, not just you, but a lot of people we've kind of lost some of our Seahawks mojo or something.
Well, they've lost their mojo.
Not really.
A little bit.
Not really.
Okay, whatever.
Seahawks are great. They just haven't been to the Super Bowl now for a couple of years.
That's gives them that oomph.
That's probably the whole deal right there. Mm-hmm. But I notice you don't see Some people are true to the blue and wearing their Seahawks stuff every Friday.
Blue
still.
Friday every week, but not as many.
Not like it was anyway. So anyway, well, it wasn't that long ago, dear, that you were walking barefoot on the sandy beaches of the sea, and now you're stuck here in the rainy cold of the Northwest
in boots.
But well, we're glad you made it back.
I did.
And next time we talk, it'll be after Halloween. I probably won't dress up as anything.
Well, I'm going to be a matching skeleton with my daughter.
Are you going to matching skeletons?
Skeletons, huh? Yep.
When I was a kid, there was, especially when there were only three of us, eventually there were six of us kids, but when there were three of us, one of us, I was, I think, a cowboy. My sister was a ballerina, and my little brother was like a robot or something like that. And then the parents, to economize, decided to just rotate costumes. And the year that it was my year to wear the princess outfit, well, I never did live that down. So that probably explains my aversion to Halloween.
Stan.
Well, have a good weekend, everybody. And
Be safe.
Take KONP with you and make sure the kids have a good time on Halloween. And get out there and have some fun this weekend. See you next time. Thanks to our sponsor, Cocopelli Grill / Coyote Barbecue Pub. The KONP Friday show back next week.
Information station, News Radio KONP, Port Angeles, Squim, FM 101.5.